Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Party rock, baby. Scotty's Viking Rebel Friday. We're live. MGM National Harbor Tap Sports Bar. Just got some chicken wings. Those chicken wings are banging. That hot honey, man.
Yeah.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to be giving away Nats opening day tickets, baby. If you're looking to go to opening day, it's next Thursday. Looks like nice clear weather, a little brisk, but brisk is all right.
We'll be at Tap 99, right?
Apparently, we will be at Tap 99.
Yeah.
They have Kicking It with B. Mitch on tap.
They do.
At Tap 99.
And we're right next door to Kilman's. They got those little chocolate macadamia.
You're killing me with those, man. B. Mitch is not a sweets guy, and all of a sudden he's just swimming in
white chocolate caramel. I love macadamia nuts, so go with it.
I believe you. I've seen it. Seen it with my own two eyes. Toby Altizer has arrived, and he just professed, "I have no information," and yet he's going to be our update guy. We're gonna react to Toby's bracket here in a bit. We got more brackets to come.
Yeah.
College hoops about to start a little less, about 20 minutes from now. But I wanted to finish this thing out from Kemsky. Kemsky's a good writer. He knows what he's doing. Philadelphia Voice, if you want to read the piece. I will ask the question one more time, B. Mm-hmm. This is about Laramie Tunsil. Isn't it at least a little bit of a red flag that the Texans were willing to deal Tunsil when they have a third-year franchise quarterback in C.J. Stroud, who had a down year in 24, partly because he did not get good protection from his offensive line? Do you say what, Brian?
I say that the offensive line sucked, not the left side.
The guard that ironically Philly just traded for was awful.
That's what I'm saying. They traded for the guard who was awful.
Kenyon Green, I believe.
And he's trying to knock the guy that Washington got?
If I had to come up with a red flag about the trade, I think it's kind of weird for a guy to get traded twice. A guy that's a stud to get traded twice.
Not necessarily the news. I don't follow it.
I'm just saying that to me is more of a question.
Well, the thing about it is, like a lot of times people want to pay people at certain times. When you're 31 years old, you're still playing, they may not want to pay him the money that he probably can command. And I think I look at the way he's played in Houston. I don't see no reason to get rid of him. You watch the way he's been over the time he's been there. He's been a damn good player. So when you trade me, like, I don't read into why things happen because I've seen so much BS go on in football. I've seen so many things happen. And the outside world will think this is the reason because we basically have a conspiracy about everything. But when you really get into it, sometimes people just make moves. They just make them. But the whole thing about it is Washington had to get bigger and better on offensive line and defensive line. I think they've done that. Is he better than Coleman and Leno? Lucas. Yes, he's better. And you have to make that move. So, but I'm serious. I know this is a guy you know, but I have issues with people in other towns trying to poo-poo on what other people do that they see who's coming. When they just made moves that are very similar, but he's not addressing that. Is he talking about how horrible that guard is?
I don't know. Maybe. I love the Deebo move. I've been real clear on that one. And I think you get your cornerstone left tackle for a second and a fourth that you know can play the position.
Mm-hmm.
And you're banking on health. He's largely been very durable.
Yeah.
O-lineman, I think where you have to worry about declining with age is generally as it relates to speed.
His game's already started?
No.
Oh, that's women.
That's women.
Okay.
I'm like, what the hell? I'm looking at points on the board up here.
No.
But I don't see his game on TV. Okay, I'm good. Go.
I think when you're talking about your concern with aging players, I think that generally reflects more on speed. O-lineman can play till – I mean, how old is Trent?
Trent by what, 35, 36 now?
He was drafted in 10,
I think. Big Ray played that he was 40, 42, something
right, like
that.
O-linemen typically have longevity.
Yeah, they play years, man. And
Trent turns 37 in July.
There are people that have not gotten past that 30-year-old threshold. And that 30-year threshold has always been for skill positions for the most part. When you start looking at the bigger guys, they play forever, dog.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there are guys on the Eagles team right now that they play. But it's amazing. See,
I mean, how old is Lane Johnson?
Lane Johnson has been playing forever. But I'm going to take it back. So here we go, Jay. You didn't see.
Lane Johnson turns 35 in May.
None of these articles came out last year by Washington, year before last by Washington, because Washington was not a problem. There wasn't a threat to anyone. All of a sudden, when they become a threat, now people want to find ways to begin to bash them. And that is where I don't give people credence. They may be great writers, great
He does an NFC East review on this specifically, but I do think you're right in the conversation around. Dude, I saw Keyshawn Johnson a couple days ago,
mm-hmm.
and I wish I remember. I think Nate tweeted this out. Keyshawn said on the Fox Sports 1 show, like the whatever one of their Yell shows is in the morning. I think it was whatever show it is. If the Commanders don't get to a Super Bowl this year, it's a failure. Because they were in the NFC title game last year. That's just so patently incorrect.
But you got to realize who you're dealing with. Keyshawn has always said outlandish BS.
Right.
Getting there, and to get to where you got last year, a lot of great things have to work for you. It don't automatically mean it's going to happen the next. And that's what real people who talk real football and sports understand. You get there one year, it doesn't automatically mean you're going the next year.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You got to get better. You can't have a lot of injuries, you know, and you know how I am about the injury thing, but that scares the hell out of me sometimes. When a team go through a year and they don't have many, I'm worried about the next one. Because 9 times out of 10 in this league, you don't have complete health for year after year after year. It doesn't go like that.
So. Right. Yeah, dude. Every year is its own entity. Every week is its own entity.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Like, in the NBA, you can pencil the Nuggets in for they're a title contender because they have Jokic, right? Because it's five players on the court. You got 53 dudes. You got 45 guys. You got legitimately 35 dudes playing at least half of your snaps every week.
Yeah.
And damn near every week, you have probably a season-ending injury, if not a dude's out for a month. Like, it's just a constant evolution.
Uh-huh.
Constant. So, to surmise any one thing, like, to me, I got asked this on All Ears the other night, B. What should be reasonable expectations for Washington this year? My belief is when you land a quarterback, when the Saints had Drew Brees, when the Chargers had Phillip Rivers, right? When you land a quarterback, and I don't care about the rankings, right? Like, I'm not saying he's top five. I'm not saying he's top eight. Wherever he lands, Washington has a quarterback now. And generally, when you have a quarterback, you should be talking, thinking about the divisional round of the playoffs.
There you go.
Once you get there, who the hell knows what happens?
There you go.
But that should be your expectation.
Yeah. But, like, man, listen, bro. I've listened to some of Keyshawn's shows. Him and Paul Pierce, both of those dudes are trying to say the craziest thing they can say. I sit back, I look at it, and then I realize, okay, Keyshawn came to this league with a lot of expectations, right? Did he live up to them?
No.
Hell no.
Those tequila shots.
So I don't want to hear that crap.
Those tequila shots in Beverly Hills with Paul Pierce did you in, though. I remember that. When we come back, we're giving away Nats tickets.